Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Salini-Impregilo 9-month 2015 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabrizio Rossini, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Eugenia. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining Salini-Impregilo strategic update and first 9-month financial results conference call. I'm Fabrizio Rossini, Head of Investor Relations. Hosting the call today is Pietro Salini, CEO. Also joining him on the call is Massimo Ferrari, General Manager, Group Finance and Corporate, and Alessandro De Rosa, Deputy General Manager, Administration, Finance and Planning. Our presentation today will be devoted to the strategic update relative to Lane acquisition, followed by 9-month financial results. Before we start our call, let me remind you of the usual housekeeping safe harbor notice. Any forward-looking statements embedded in today's presentation are based on our current expectations and planning assumptions, subject to risks and uncertainties. The actual results may differ materially due to factors mentioned in the press release issued today and discussed in this call. Let me also remind you that an MP3 file will be available shortly after the call and can be accessed through the Investor Relations section of our website. And now I would like to turn over the call to Pietro Salini, Chief Executive Officer.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for participating on this call.
Sorry, I just go back. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for participating on this call. Today, together with our 9-month results, I'm proud to share with you the latest important development into the strategic evolution of our company. Salini-Impregilo is expanding and moving to a higher or more global dimension. Through the acquisition of Lane, a leading U.S. construction company with over 100 years of history that is specialized, like us, in heavy civil construction engineering. Let me clarify that Lane's board has already approved this operation, and we submit it for approval to Lane's shareholders, the General Assembly of which is scheduled for December 11. Let me first share with you the rationale behind this operation. As most of you will know, we had spoken before about our interest in expanding in the American market. We had said that we were looking at opportunities offered by this large and growing market. The U.S. non-residential market is the third largest in the world, with a projected size of $600 billion by 2020. The segment dedicated to transport infrastructure is a $130 billion market alone, and promising one. Just last week, the House of Representatives of the U.S. Congress passed a bill that includes investment worth more than $350 billion to be made in transport infrastructure over the next 6 years. Supported by a recovering economy, a positive demographic trend, and the need for new infrastructure work after years of underinvestment, it is reasonable to expect a positive upside in the coming years. And it's obvious that you want to be there when that growth begins. The other benefit that Salini-Impregilo stands to gain from this acquisition is the rebalancing of this portfolio of projects in developed and developing market. What I mean by this is that we are increasing our exposure to a market that is stable with good level of profitability thanks to a favorable payment terms. In order to compete effectively in the U.S., we need to have a local presence with local managers that have the necessary connection to help you win contracts. In addition to being ranked as a top highway contractor, Lane is the largest asphalt producer in the country. Lane is present in 8 of the top 10 states in the road and highway segment. These states include many along the East Coast. You will notice how this has been growing by an annual 7% in the last 5 years, reaching consolidated revenues of $1.5 billion in 2014. Its backlog totals $2 billion. One of the projects that Lane is working on is the I-4 Ultimate in Florida, worth $2.3 billion. Salini-Impregilo and Lane together fits together very well. Lane has a strong presence in states where Salini-Impregilo does not. It has a strong track record in roads and highways, while we have it in hydraulic and underground projects. Lane has a presence in 8 of the top 10 states that cover more than 50% of the total U.S. transport market value. Together, we will be the powerful platform to seize opportunities that present themselves anywhere in the continent. It's a combination that both companies can benefit from by playing on each other's strengths. I will now let our Chief Financial Officer, Massimo Ferrari, go through the details of the deals with you.
Thank you, Pietro. Good morning to everyone. After the rationale behind the acquisition, let us review with some more details on this transaction. The value of the transaction is equal to approximately $406 million before any closing adjustment that will be defined at the end of 2015, and takes into account also the value of Lane stakes in project in joint venture. In this value, we do not consider any kind of synergies. This amount is equivalent at around 6.5 times the expected 2015 EBITDA. At the earnings level, the acquisition will be accretive in terms of earnings per share. We have received financing commitments in the form of a bridge loan facility at very attractive condition from five lenders of five of primary standing. The closing will be take place in the early days of January 2016. Soon after, we will be able to provide you with some details introducing the new business plan of the group that will integrate Lane's new business plan. Turning to slide 8, looking at the new group pro forma sales, the weight of the U.S. region will be obviously increased by a significant amount to a level of 21%. We will benefit from the balance of our project portfolio between developed and developing countries, lowering the country risk on the average of the portfolio. Pro forma sales will be around 6 billion euro, and pro forma EBITDA will be around 560 million euro. Now I leave the floor to Pietro in order to comment the 9-month 2015 results.
Let us first review our order intake. The order intake to date, year to date, reached 4.5 billion euros, allowing us to complete already the three quarter of our year to end target. That is approximately 76% of the total value of the target that we set for ourselves for the whole 2015. Our total backlog has increased to 33.7 billion euros, with the pure construction backlog representing 26.5 billion euros, a level that secures us a steady revenue stream for the years to come. Main orders in 2015 are Al Bayt Stadium in Qatar, Al Shamal project in Qatar, the A1 motorway in Poland, and Neskra hydroelectric project in Georgia. The Gulf is obviously a very important market for us, given the multitude of projects and plans to develop the region infrastructure. Another source of pride for me is the revenue coverage ratio secured by our backlog. When you look at the value of all the orders in our construction backlog, it covers more than 94% of the total revenues that we anticipate in our 2014-2017 business plan, securing a very high level of visibility for our future revenues. Our robust backlog covers more than six times our current revenues level. That is to say that if we would stop taking new orders from today, our machine would have enough fuel for the next 6 years. This level is outstanding, even when compared with our competition. Some of our rivals may be bigger than us, but in terms of backlog coverage, you can see that we are more than three times better than our European peers and US ones. The size of this backlog is one of the positive outcomes which our group derived from the merger with Impregilo. It has been only a year and a half since we completed the merger and began implementing the business plan, but we are already seeing the combined group producing excellent results. I now give the floor back to Massimo, who will walk you through the financial and business performance.
Thank you. Going to the slide 12 of the presentation, you can see that our revenues increased by 8.5 6.4% in the first 9 months 2015, reaching 3,370 million euro. The increase reflects the progress of some major projects, including in particular the Red Line in Qatar, the Metro of Riyadh, the SkyTrain in Australia, and the high-speed railway project in Italy. Let me reconfirm that we are in line not only with our expectation, but also with the ambitious targets that we put as a guidance for 2015, and we expect a significant contribution toward this goal by the Riyadh project, the Denmark Metro, and the Ethiopia dams. Going to the P&L dynamics, I want just to underline both EBITDA margin 10.1% and EBIT margin 5.5% are in line with our expectation and are in line with the guidance. Both margins include about 7.5 million of non-recurring costs related to strategic projects aimed at improving the group efficiency over the course of the business plan. Excluding the non-recurring cost, the adjusted EBITDA margin result will be 10.3% and the EBIT margin 5.7%. We were also able to achieve a significant reduction in financial expenses, which came down from 103 million in 2014 to 73 million in 2015, in the first 9 months, including capitalized cost for around 11 million related to the bond issued in 2013. Last important point, in the first 9 months, the net profit from continuing operations came to 87.8 million, showing a remarkable increase versus 45 million realized in the first 9 months of 2014. Net profit before minorities amounted to 80.2 million, including a loss from discontinued operation of 7.7 million euro. Regarding the net financial position, we achieved 357.3 million in the first 9 months of 2015, improving both versus June 2015 figures and the year ago, September 2014, that was 411 million. The net debt equity ratio is still one of the best of the industry, equal to 0.3. We already renegotiated the bond issue of Impregilo International that will expire at the end of November with a bank loan with a maturity of 5 years and a fixed interest rate. Regarding the cash flow cycle, just a few significant comments on the cash flow dynamics. The net working capital, 582 million euro, come in line with June net working capital figures. We foresee a decrease in working capital absorption for the end of the year that positively impact the net financial position. Another significant item I would like to comment on is the amount of CAPEX, which came to 179 million, including the Denmark Seli Tunnel acquisition that we made in the first half of 2014, that added 43 million of CAPEX, and so we reconfirm to close the year at the level of CapEx at around 220-230 million euro. I leave the floor for the closing remark to Pietro Salini.
Well, for my closing remarks, I would like to review what Salini Impregilo is today and what it will become tomorrow. It is a global leader in heavy civil engineering and construction. We have done that. It was one of the focusing that we had to do. It has a strong presence in Europe, Africa, and Middle East, and now in the U.S. It has a backlog of more than 33 billion euros, which gives us such an enormous visibility and also the possibility to plan our work. It has a track record in acquiring, integrating, and profitability in our business. As for the future, we are growing beyond the target set under our plan in 2014-2017, and we will do now very, very soon a new business plan to take into account the news that we just shared with you about our U.S. acquisition. We are increasing our scale and strengthening our global leadership with a sharper focus on the North American market. We are increasing our diversification and rebalancing our portfolio. At the same time, we are able to keep a strict financial discipline on our operation, and we work to maximize the return earned from our portfolio on a risk-adjusted basis. Thank you, Massimo. We are now at slide 13. Before we open the line to questions,
yes, Eugenia, we may proceed with taking questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I have some questions. The first two are regarding the acquisition that you announced on Lane. You can give us some idea of also the EBIT of Lane and a clarification if the 460 million euros, dollars, are including the debt of Lane, which is the level of this debt. And then another one regarding the acquisition. Can you give us also some color on the potential synergies that you expect from the point of view of costs and also from the point of view of revenues, thanks to this acquisition? And my last question is on Todini. If you can give us an update on the sale of that part of the business. Thank you.
Well, let me start on saying the rationale of the operation and how we see that, and why we are so excited today. We share with you that news that we just concluded yesterday night, the deal with the board of directors of Lanes. The issue is that the market in U.S. for Lane is and their business plan was a significant growth into the next coming 4 years. But the biggest synergy that we have is that putting together the two platforms, let's say ELE, our competence, our capability, and the one of Lane, we could think that in our next business plan, we could imagine to have a company in the next 4 years that will make around $3 billion of U.S. dollars into 2019. So I would not say anything else on that because we still have to draw our business plan, but we think that doubling the size that is actually the size of Lane and Impregilo together, almost doubling it, it is possible. So this is our expectation and we're working on that. I'll leave the floor to Massimo to respond on you about the debt that is taking care on the Lane acquisition, but I can anticipate that Lane is a standalone, it is without debt, so will not be accretive more than the figures that we have told you about the payment that we will have to do for the consideration of Lane. Thank you, Massimo.
Yes, as Pietro mentioned, the mechanics of the acquisition imply that the new company, the Lane, starting from 2016, will not have any debt. Will pay, of course, also for a cash that will be at the end of 2000, and 15. Regarding the EBIT, of
course, sorry, Massimo. The 406 million is an EV value, so or is already taking into consideration the cash that you will find in the company?
No, 400 million is net of cash that we'll pay and net of the debt.
Okay. Perfect.
So in terms of EBIT, as we mentioned before, we have to reperform the business plan of Lane, mainly because we have to include Lane in our business plan and update our own business plan, but also because thanks to the acquisition, Lane will not have any constraint in terms of bonding capacity and will have higher references, so starting from the commercial opportunity that is the main driver of the synergies, we have to develop the new business plan. So just giving you the sense of the old business plan of Lane in terms of EBIT for 2016, they expected around 32 million of EBIT. Then the reason that is very important, the contribution of the equity in income from joint venture that goes strictly to the net income as a mainly effect.
I think there was a question on Todini, the last question of Giuseppe.
Todini is underway. Let's say that we will talk about that into the next coming future. I will come back on that later.
Thank you.
Next question.
The next question is from Alessandro Tortora of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning to everybody. I have four questions, if I may. The first one is related to the CapEx level expected for this year and probably also the next year, taking into account also the level spent in these first 9 months. I would like to understand if the projection in terms of CapEx for this year will include or not also the equity injection in the concession. The second question is on the net debt figure by year-end. I understood that you are going to expect to generate cash from the working capital, but I would like to understand if you also expect some advance payment to collect in the last part of the year. The third question is on the EPS accretion expected by the deal. If you can give us an idea of the cost of the financing, of the deal financing for you, given that you have already almost arranged, the line to finance the acquisition. The last question is for Mr. Salini, just to have an idea of looking at the business line of Lane, also taking into account the current backlog of the group, what could be, let's say, a decent in terms of target EBIT margin for the company, which is, let's say, a sort of a vertically integrated company also producing asphalt, so basically this is a low margin division for them. So just to have an idea of what could be, let's say, the potential also in terms of profitability for this company. Thanks.
Just to give Massimo the time to prepare the responses for the detailed question you put on that, I will try to respond immediately to the last question. So let's say that talking about marginality of Lane. Mm-hmm. Marginality of Lane, it is, as you say, partly done by the asphalt producing, which mm-hmm. is very stable, but a lower margin than the one that we had. So it is in the figure of around 4%, but it is only a third of the total actual turnover of Lane. When we talk about the large project in which Lane would be able to be a major player in the future, thanks to the added financial capabilities that we bring and competence that we bring them, the marginality they actually have, they enjoy, is higher than the one that we have as an average. So they will bring us, let's say, an accretive accrued premium on that. If you think the major projects in the U.S. are very profitable, there are very few players that are able to do that, and we think that this will boost our EBIT in terms of general and average, and not, of course, to depress it. So the issue is that lane, if you see the asphalt producing, it is going to stabilize our cash flow, and the residual part of it, which is two-thirds of their actual production, but it will become much more because in the growth, of course, the asphalt production, it will play a different role. We will be beneficial also of the added the better marginality of the larger project, the P3 and concessions that they are available for the market.
So if I understood well, you don't see any reason why this company could not, let's say, get the Salini Impregilo margin in the coming years, basically.
Absolutely. On the contrary, they will bring us something.
Okay.
Okay, regarding the CAPEX, net of the acquisition of the Metro of Riyadh that we disclosed in the first half of 2015, we had 180 million euro, so we confirm, including the investment in concession, the target of 2020-2030 for 2015. And the same for the remaining years of the business plan. Regarding the cost of the bridge financing, it's very low and it's increasing in consideration to the maturity, so with a step-up mechanism. In the accretive effect that I mentioned before, we already took into account the cost of debt normalized, so the cost that we will have, would have if we go to issue a bond. So it will be accretive also if we are going to finance with a long-term financing the acquisition.
Okay, so when you say EPS accretive, first you are referring to, let's say, a normalized cost of debt that, let's say, should be, let's say, not far from, let's say, 5% more or less. Otherwise, I don't see why the deal is EPS accretive. Second point, probably you also consider, let's say, the associates of the group, no? The contribution by JVs. Is it right?
That's right.
Okay, and sorry, I didn't catch the number for the CAPEX, okay, the total amount for this year that you expect, and second also the contribution by JVs below the EBIT for Lane. Thanks.
The contribution for JV for Lane expected for 2015?
Yes, correct.
Let me check. And I go back later.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
The CAPEX for the year end.
The CAPEX for the year end will be 2020 around.
2020, okay.
Yeah.
Including also the CAPEX for the concession.
Yeah.
Okay, 2020. Okay,
220,
thanks.
Right.
Thank you, Alessandro.
Grazie.
The next question is from Grégoire Thibault with Natixis. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have three remaining questions. The first one is on high-speed link Milano-Genoa. If you could remind us what the total amount of the project, I think it's a bit above 3 billion euros, and what will be the phasing of the project for years to come? In other words, how much of works will you do next year, the year after, and so on? Second question is regarding the African market, which is as well a very important market for you. We saw from your competitors quite a strong slowdown both in activity and margin in the current context of low oil price because public and private clients have less money to spend. What's your view currently on this African market? And third question is on the target 2017. Just to be clear, you will revise your targets in months to come after the closing of Lane. It means the current targets are on a pro forma basis. I just wanted to be sure of that. Thank you.
So let's talk back a little bit about the business plan and strategic view of Salini. So with Lane inside, we already reached, a pro forma figures of around 6 billion in terms of turnover, more than 6 billion in turnover now, 2015. If we could put the two companies together as a mass to evaluate the dimension of the business. And of course, when we forecasted 7 billion at the end of 2017, so in the next 2 years, we were not figuring inside the availability of such a company. So we think that in the next coming months, we should of course review our business plan and remake it from scratch, because such a player, of course, will need a different attention, and our investment and all our commercial strategy will be changed by the availability of such a player inside our business. But let's say for the time being that, of course, organically, Salini Impregilo is confirming the target of 2017. Let's say that we are underway and perfectly on target, and the growth that Salini has shown in the third quarter. Remember always seasonability in terms of different quarter. We do not have figures that can be divided by four in obtaining the total. So remember always there is a large seasonability inside our account in terms of quarter to quarter. So it doesn't mean that one quarter do represent one fourth of the total, because our business do not go like that. I underline that to understand all of you that if you look at the total debt, someone has already said that it's slightly under expectation. You have to see that in comparison with the same quarter of 2014. The restated figures you find inside the presentation will show you that this quarter, notwithstanding the growth, and this is said to be understood clearly, notwithstanding the growth, which is 9% around in terms of third quarter over the third quarter, and 20% of growth in terms of quarter 2014 over quarter 2015, I just want to underline this thing. It is with a lower net debt figures. So imagine that this company, after 1 year, in the same period, 9 months, have a lower figures of net debt, taking into account that it is grown by 9%. So this is important to understand. So this is one thing. The second thing is marginality. When we made the same question about marginality last year, we were talking about why didn't you meet the figures that you have done in 2014, and we were saying that we would target around 5.5%. You remember the matter. So now we are on 5.5%. But we also said, and if you look through the presentation, that these figures takes into account the fact that we have spent into these figures, so to get to the 5.5%, 7.5 million of costs that are non-recurrent and are dedicated to the reorganization of the company. If this cost would be taken out, the marginality would accrue to 5.7%, which is better than expected in terms of what it would be the combined business of the without this extra cost. You have also to consider that inside these figures, there are some one-off costs that we face still for the Todini operation that are still inside. It is a magnitude of important numbers, because it's still around 25 million euros around that are inside the account of Salini Impregilo consolidated account. So you see that the marginality of Salini Impregilo alone would have been much better if this company would have been out and this one-off cost would not be inside the figures. As I said to you before, I would come back later on Todini, and I can announce that we are very close to the deal to conclude the sale of Todini, that we will be saying that into the next coming days when the operation will be concluded. So let's say that things are going better than expected related to the profit, and that we are underway under the growth of the company that we declare on the targets, and then we will go to the targets towards the end of the year. Fourth quarter, of course, will be accelerating this production because we need to catch up to the figures that we said, and that you will see that, into the next coming months when we will announce the full production for the year. But we are confident that notwithstanding the very challenging environment that you have seen around, because there is nothing which is stable into this world, into the last 6 months have been very exciting and also very, very complicated, we still have the figures in terms of bringing that to the forecast that we set to you, so we can organically grow and that we can maintain our profit and also maintain our estimate in terms of net debt of the company.
Answering to the question regarding the high-speed train project, the full amount of the project it's around 4.5 billion euro, and we expect a significant contribution for 2015 in a range between 300 and 380 million, and this contribution will increase significantly in 2016 and 2017. Regarding the previous question on Lane, on the contribution coming from JV, it was expected from Lane for 2016 around 26 million euro coming from JV.
I think there was a last question on African market.
Well, Africa is our home market. So since the 50s, we are very very keen on that market, and we are now finalizing very interesting contracts that we announced that we had MOU signed. So I think that Africa will represent for us always a very interesting strategic market, and it is a double-digit growing in some countries. The expectation of the population in terms of better living and means better infrastructures. It is our mission to fulfill that gap that naturally now exists, and we are market leader in Africa for infrastructure projects. So we think that there are all the conditions for a very very bright future for Salini in the African continent.
Thank you, Grégoire.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Alessandro Tortora with Mediobanca. Please go ahead. Mr. Tortora, your line is open.
Yes, hi, good morning to everybody. Just a quick check with Mr. Ferrari. So, if understood well, EBIT from JVs for Lane is 26 million, if he's right. If you can just elaborate a bit more on the non-recurring cost for this year. I saw the 7.5 million in the first 9 months. And then, if understood well, you are going to release a new business plan in March. Is it right? Thanks.
Just a clarification. We will perform a new business plan for Lane if the acquisition will succeed with the approval of the shareholder meetings. And then we will make an update of the business plan of the group for 2017 target. And then, of course, we will roll up the target also for 2019.
Okay.
The other question, sorry?
Okay,
no recurring cost. In the 7.5 million, there are the cost of projects and some costs of severances that we already spent, we already accounted for in order to achieve the target of saving for the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to underline that we are on the path to achieve a decrease in terms of general expenses in 2015, and we would like to have a significant increase of the slope of the improvement already starting from 2016 in terms of synergies and saving. Then there are some costs in this amount that will be capitalized because are referred to the acquisition of Lane.
Okay, sorry, I didn't catch the... So for this year, the projection of non-recurring costs, okay, and then if you can just give me a better idea of why the cost saving that you expect to achieve from the integration are mainly skewed to 2017. Thanks.
Okay, the expected for 2015 of the non-recurring cost will be around 10 million euro.
Okay.
And in the original business plan, we put most of the synergies in 2017, around 100 million euro coming from saving, coming from managing, better managing plant and equipment, and mainly from the centralization of the purchasing function. Now we would like to have already in 2016 a significant amount of saving in terms of percentage of general expenses on revenues.
Okay, thanks.
The next question is from Roland Vetter with CF Partners. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. On your existing business plan, when I look at consensus numbers, we see that at the moment everybody is expecting in the range of about 6.5 billion of revenue. Given that you have already extremely good coverage on the backlog, what is the consensus missing, or do you have any doubts internally that you meet your 7 billion target?
No, well, of course, we are very confident to reach 7 billion by 2017, but we think that we will exceed that by large if we continue like that inside our organization, having Lane, if the assembly of the shareholders will approve that deal, we of course will over deliver in terms of size in 2017 by much. So this is the point that not only it is Lane accretive in terms of EPS, but it's also accretive in terms of size, in terms of market diversification. What I think as a vision for the company, it is the fact that this company will be domestic into the U.S., and this is very important because if you see the most important and significant market with the acquisition of Lane becomes the U.S., the U.S. is one of the most promising markets into the world, and it is growing. As I just recall you, that this bill will make us as the number one contractor in highways and motorways in a very specific and special position in order to serve the nation for their needs and for that expenditure of $325 billion, which has just been announced. So I think that in U.S. the platform that we are trying to establish will have a significant boost to our projected forecast in 2017. Without going to the 2019 figures that we'll have to elaborate, when we think that Lane alone plus Salini will make a company which is by far exceeding the 8.5 billion on turnover in 2017, just right now. So let's say that we are talking about a different company anyway right now, and the profitability and possibility of this company in terms of hedging the risk that you face everywhere in the world changes significantly. When you think that the figures at the end of 2017 of the combined platform of Salini, Impregilo, Ilei, and Lane into the U.S. Will make a company which has around 30% of its market into the as domestic market into the U.S. and the rest of the world will be as we have Europe and Middle East. So let's say that in Africa, of course, which is booming. So that is a very interesting and different risk of the portfolio, and also a very interesting and better geographical diversification of our work.
Roland, let me just add that we will achieve the target for 2015. We achieved the target for 2014. So I think that we built enough confidence in order to remove this kind of discount. And of course, I do not anticipate anything for 2016, but the growth rate of our revenues will have an increase in 2016 and 2017.
Thank you very much. Maybe one word on the margin. What would be
Roland, the most important and significant thing I stress for the last thing is the fact of the coverage. This is very important to understand, because we are talking about a company, as you know, which is different from the others. When we talk about the backlog of Salini and the duration of the contracts of Salini and Pregilo, they are different from our competition. So when we say that we have now 94% of the total revenues of the total of the business plan already coming from contracts we have in hand, it means that the business plan from Salini and Pregilo is met. When I see that, the 2016 figures are already there coming from actual contract. There is nothing that can change the 2016 in terms of new revenues, because it's already done. And we have already the figures to reach the figures that we were forecasting for 2016. So 2016 is already there. There are, let's say, less than 100 million of revenues which are lacking from new contract for the 2017 budget. So it means that we are now looking around to find the best contract to produce that added 100 million of revenues in 2017 to meet the targets of 2017. If we could have better contracts that we face into the next coming 2 years and let's say in 3 months, in terms of choosing them as cherry picking, we would exceed the expectation of the 2017 business plan, even in terms of organic growth. So this is, I wanted that you everybody understand that the very significant thing is that now we are in position to have almost completed the 2017 business plan. We are already thinking about the 2019, because the 2017 is finished. And whoever thinks that we could not meet the 2017 figures in terms of growth, in terms of marginality, in terms of they will see. That's it. It's already done by the contracts that we have already enhanced.
One more question about the margin. What would be the clean margin, excluding one-off, that you would expect for 2015? Because I think the 5.5 margin includes the one-off of 10 million, correct?
Yes, but this is the marginality I said to all of you from the beginning, that we want to be, let's say, sticking to the plan. The marginality is around 5.5, so let's say that it could be into this range. Of course, all the management is trying to make better than that, but let's stick to that figures.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Roland.
The next question is a follow-up from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I have just two follow-up. The first one is on a statement of Mr. Salini that during the conference stated that in 9 month reporting there were something like 25 million euros of one-off included in EBIT due to Todini. Just to understand if I catch correctly this number. And another point that I want to be sure is the fact that you stated an EBIT for 2016 of 32 million for Lane. And is it right to say that two-thirds of these will be related to JVs that will be below EBIT? That's my point. Thank you.
Let's say that this cost has something that has one-off and non-recurrent related to works in the past from Todini. So what I say, that these things were not inside the figures, I would say that these things are non-recurrent when we're talking about the EBIT that were related only to Salini and Pregiro. So just to say that part of it, It is consolidated inside the account of Salini and Pregiro. You don't see it as a participation because it's not part of the deconsolidated asset for sale. So just to explain the differences. And in terms of non-recurring costs related to reorganization, Massimo was clear about was 7.5 and is
expected
to the end of the year around 10 million. Sorry. So, what was the other question? Sorry.
The other is regarding the Lane EBIT. I just give you a figure for 2016 expected by Lane. It's around 32 million. And then there is the equity income from joint venture that is 26.
Okay, he's on top of 32.
Right, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The last question is from Giuseppe Marcella with Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Massimo. You have already answered my question with the last one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Giuseppe. I think if Mr. Salini would like to make any concluding remarks.
Sorry. I would say that there are times in which the CEO of a company is not eager to be at a table to show to the others the result, and there are times in which it is an honor to be here to announce to the people what we have done. And I think that we are in the second condition. So I'm very happy, and I take this opportunity to say that I am at the head of a fantastic team of people which have made these things available. I want to stress that in 2013 we were talking about a company which was making less than 2 billion of turnover in terms of dimension, that acquired another company at almost the same size. And now we are talking of a group after 3 years that makes around 6 billion of turnover, which is diversified all over the world, which has a domestic market into the US, which has a fantastic financial position. So I think that I'm very proud to be here and to say to you the result of the third quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That concludes our call for today. We thank everyone for your participation and wish you all a pleasant day. Thank you. Thank you, Eugenio.